G'day, it's Paddy and Rob Palmer on this joyous day, Thursday, 19th of November. It has got nothing to do with the State of Origin men.
And they have won 20-14, and they, yet again, are State of Origin champions.
That's enough. That is enough about the State of Origin. Oh, we did speak with Shane A. Bassett about Fat Man, starring Mel Gibson.
We looked at apprenticeships on the Central Coast.
Oh, and what's happened to New Year's Eve?
When the big issues of the Central Coast need to be discussed, people turn to Paddy and Rob Palmer on 107.7 Triple M. This is The Forum.
Yeah, if you missed the local news briefing with Caitlin Unger this morning at 6, this was the lead story.
The Central Coast New Year's Eve celebrations have been cancelled for this year. Popular events at the entrance and Gosford waterfront won't be going ahead due to COVID restrictions. Council has so far refused to say whether its financial position is also a factor.
Oh, that wasn't on the news, that part. That was just us. I think they should go ahead. What are your thoughts?
I'm sick of being shut down.
It's
bad enough. It's not like it's a shutdown for the threat of being shut down or something. As soon as 10 people get COVID, like South Australia, all of a sudden the state goes into lockdown. Now we're locking down for nothing.
Yeah, what are your thoughts?
Wayne from North Entrance.
Should it go ahead, mate, the New Year celebrations?
Mate, of course it should, but I think you're missing the point here. The council's masking this with their financial troubles of what they're using this as an excuse.
Not to spend money.
I reckon. Hey, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are, I won't mention where I work, but
yep.
We've had a lot of changes and it said, oh, it's due to COVID. And I reckon they're masking it because of the cost cutting, because it costs them a lot of money.
Yeah, it does. It does bring in a little bit of money, but the fireworks and all that, I could imagine. But you just go, come on, guys, you've wasted $89 million. What's going to be another couple of $100,000? I just look at that.
Yeah, that's just my thought. Yeah. I reckon it's possibly an excuse.
All right, Wayne. Thank you.
Another way to look at it, Wayne. Thank you.
Thanks for that, mate. Thank you for that, buddy. We've got Chrissy from Wyoming.
Hello, Chrissy.
Good morning, boys. How are we?
Yeah,
well, we know how Paddy is.
Hey, room on the roof, whatever it is.
Who'd you get to pick the splinters out of your butt from sitting on the fence, Paddy?
What do you mean?
Thank you, Chrissy.
What do you mean?
You were sitting on the fence all week. Oh, I don't know.
State of Origin. Who would have backed them? Yeah. If you're a smart person. Anyway, we're not here talking about State of Origin. What do you think about Central Coast New Year's Eve celebrations cancelled for the entrance in Gosford? Terrible.
Unbelievable. But considering the Central Coast Council are in the hole for as much as they are, they'd probably only be able to afford a person with a sparkler anyway.
It's a big sparkler. Hey, I've got a huge sparkler.
I was doing nothing that day anyway. So, we've had a few calls about that this morning as well. But I wish, seriously, how many other events are we going to stop? God, we need some light at the end of the tunnel.
And if our mate over the border, Nasty Palaszczuk,
woman,
can have a stadium full of people, back-to-back people.
50,000.
Thank you very much. Good point,
Good
Chrissy.
On you, Chrissy.
Exactly.
Thank you for that.
Seriously, we've lost enough, boys. We need to celebrate. This New Year's got to be better than this one.
I've got a great idea.
Oh, no.
Thank you, Chrissy from Wyoming, for just planting that seed. We have New Year's Eve at Central Coast Stadium. It's the same as Queensland.
Could we have New Year's Eve, Central Coast New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
No, at Suncorp Stadium, because 50,000 people are allowed
there.
Yeah,
there's more than Central Coast Stadium.
If we all travel up.
Yeah.
Good idea, Rob.
Or we have armbands.
Yeah.
And so you have a blue armband if you're in that 50,000 and you have a red one if you're in that 50. And you're not allowed to stand next to anyone with a red armband if you're wearing a white one.
Bloody good idea.
That's simple.
Keep those ideas coming.
From Central Coast Group Training, we have got Greg Best. Good morning, Bestie.
Hey, Bestie.
Good morning, Paddy. Good morning, Rob. Good morning, listeners.
Yeah, 20-14 State of Origin last night, in case you didn't.
Oh, the text message from Queensland. Did I get a flogging last night?
And then you got a text message from Queensland.
Please explain.
And then you watched the rugby league.
Now, Bestie, please explain. Central Coast Group Training, well, for apprentices, what do you guys do?
Well, look, CCGT is a proud not-for-profit community organisation. It's been running for 38 years. It's created thousands of career opportunities to our coast kids and currently employs more than 200 kids in apprenticeship and traineeships. That's the elevator pitch, guys.
When you say you employ them, they're not actually working for you. You're finding jobs for them.
Yeah, look, when businesses want an apprentice, we're the go-to organisation on the coast. They come to us. We do everything from go to woe, all the way through to completion. We do the wages. We do everything. Look, let's face it. Employing young people, it has some issues around it, particularly compliance and what have you. And people want the job done. They don't want to kind of be managing things. They want to get on the tools and get their businesses running. And we partner with us on the coast. We've got so many host employers across such a wide range of industry, the motor trades, the building trades, the medical industry, you name it. We've got kids in jobs on the Central Coast, and we can only do that with business and people like yourself putting the word out there, Paddy and Rob. My thank you.
And so, mate, this is for apprentices, your business, but also for employers. If they're looking for apprenticeship, they can go to you, or an apprentice, I should say, they go to you, and then you can do the rest.
Absolutely. We walk them through every step of the journey. We do the whole lot. We manage it all the way, but look, today, guys, today's really an early launch of what we run every year, which is the CCGT Annual Apprentice Drive launch, and I'd like to do it with you guys today. The reason we're doing that is because the federal government's jumped up and stumped up $1.2 billion, to subsidise wages for apprentices. So, look, right now, to all the mums and dads out there listening, we're recruiting for 45 young people as we speak. We're looking for young people to jump into these jobs. To the businesses out there, shout out to them. Guys, girls, running your businesses out there, whatever it is, if you want a young person, right now is the time to put a young person on. 50% of the wages are paid by the federal government up until the 30th of October. Doesn't get any better.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Now, what do you say, though, Bestie, to someone who might be a little tentative because, once bitten, twice shy, maybe you're worried about getting an apprentice that isn't going to be suitable for the job, or they don't want to do the work, or they'll end up finding that that's not the career for them. How do you fix problems like that?
Hey, look, and as CCGT, I'm proud of my team and what we do at the business. That's what we specialise in. We don't fix plumbing. We don't fix cars. We put young people into jobs. We are specialists in this field. We have a very thorough process that we go through. And, that's where you don't get your false starts. I mean, if you don't get it right, everybody loses. We can't have that. We really have got a good track record. And the proof in the pudding is the graduations, the end of year celebrations of these young people qualifying.
Yeah, especially with school leavers. They've just finished their HSC. I could imagine a lot of them thinking on the Central Coast here going, I want to get into a trade, be, the girls or the boys, get Central Coast Group training, give you guys a call because you do everything. You've got, if you're a cabinet maker, you're looking after bricklayers, plumbers, refrigeration mechanics, but also even a farrier.
Yeah, farrier. I mean, only on the Central Coast. I mean, isn't that great? Young kid can get into the equestrian industry. It's huge here on the coast.
There's plenty of money to be made in farrying, let me tell you.
Yeah, look, guys, you all recall, and to all listeners out there listening on, we all know that conversation we had sitting at the bench, sitting at the table, in the workshop with the prospective employer. They look across the table and they say, look, love what you do, love your interview, you've got the job. We all remember those words. Well, that's what we want to do for our kids on the coast. We want to have them hear those words. You've got the job.
Yeah.
So business, step up. Now's the time. 50% full wage subsidy. It doesn't get any better.
Yeah. So if you're a business, Central Coast Group Training, you're looking for apprenticeship, Central Coast Group Training, just Google you guys. That'll have the number there.
Bestie. CCGT, mate.
And the apprenticeship launch today. How many are you chasing again?
Oh, look, this time around, we normally chase an apprentice a day for 30 days, but look, right now, we're going to run right through till the early part of New Year. And look, young people are out there thinking about what they'll do. Mums and dads are kind of guiding them. Now, it's right now. This money is on the table for the taking, for the supporting of the young people.
Yeah.
And look, I know we whinge to our pollies when they don't do anything, but we're not real big on saying thanks. And I just want to shout out Lucy Wicks. She's down there in the Gosford area, down there in Robinson. You know, she's championed so much around the apprentice game for us over many years, and I know she's been instrumental in putting this $1.2 billion on the table. There's 100,000 young kids are going to get a job out of this funding package. So shout out to the feds. Thanks very much.
Central Coast Group Training, getting Central Coast workers back into it. Thank you, bestie.
Good on you, bestie. Guys.
See you, mate.
Shout now. Bye now.
You know, I said I got my whippersnapper fixed.
I know.
Yeah. Well, and actually, I said it was broken. It was broken down. Yeah. And I was going to, I thought, well, should I get it fixed or should I just get a guy to do the lawn?
Because you're going to get someone to cut your grass.
Yeah. Well, what I thought was I'd go down and just check and see if it was going to need replacement. I then was going to commit to the lawnmower guy. Yeah. But the guy just said, oh, mate, I can just change this. There's a bit of carbon built up on a mesh thing that's on the exhaust.
You could have done that by going to YouTube. That's what I do.
Well, I also could have done it just by going down to the shop and saying to the bloke who sold the thing, what's the problem?
Yeah, but
he went, it's fine, mate. He took the back off and he snipped the thing, pulled it off. It was all done in 5 seconds.
Did he charge you?
No, didn't charge me. Oh. I could have, yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's who we gave a plug to the other day.
No, we didn't. Anyway, it was like the lawnmower guy. And so I fixed it. I went back and I did the lawns. But then my daughter came home. She had a look at the house. Mm. She said, oh, Dad. Mm. Do you reckon you and I could do some gardening tomorrow? I said, why? What do you mean? She goes, well, look at it. And granted, there are a few weeds around the house. There still are, but there's less than there was. Anyway, I said, there's no bindies in the grass. You won't get bindies on my lawn because I do the lawn. Mm. But she was a bit embarrassed because she'd been to her friend's house and the house was perfect.
Oh, right. And then yours was a bit lackluster compared to her friend's house.
Well, I'm not anally house proud.
Mm.
And I do let weeds go a little bit. And who doesn't?
Of course.
Who doesn't? Who's got the time to be weeding every second afternoon?
Exactly. No one has.
Well, I didn't. So my daughter, she pulled me in and just said, Dad, we are doing it. So we spent 2 hours in the garden together, my 13-year-old daughter and myself. Branny, I love you. It was a great experience.
Daddy-daughter day.
Yeah, and you know what? She's a bit like her father because we were on our knees for about 10 minutes. She goes, oh, Dad, my knees are sore. Don't worry, darling. It's going to get worse.
Hey, and look, I want to, speaking about lawns, Robert, I picked this up. This catalogue came in the mail yesterday. I don't often read them. I throw them straight out.
Yeah.
But from Steel, you can get a perfect lawn. This is for you. You can get battery robotic mowers. They're only about $2,000. But does anyone ever have a battery robotic mower?
Is that like it's like the vacuum cleaner that goes around and docks in its little thing?
Does anyone have one of those?
I wonder what stops them running out into the road.
I don't know, because it'd be work on GPS. But I want to know, what is the storage capacity? Because you know how sometimes you leave your grass grow?
Sometimes.
And like, and your catcher gets full.
I've got 3 catcher loads every time I mow the grass.
What happens with this? Because it just looks like a little bloody... Robot vacuum.
Probably goes back to the catcher dock.
And then
the lid flips up and it just sucks the stuff out.
Or it may not do any catching whatsoever.
Action.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from Hollywood in the US of A, actually from Terrigal, it's time for Shane A. Bassett's movie review.
This is Sparta!
Shane A., good morning, mate.
Hello, Shane.
Hello, Rob, and congratulations, Paddy.
Hey, stop it. They did it. Shane's talking about the State of Origin. It was only, just a small win. They've retained the championship from the worst Queensland side ever, but we won't go on.
Once Tedesco went down, you guys had it nailed.
I know. Same as what happened with Munster in the second one.
I've heard that 1,700 times today, Shane. Now, let's talk about movies, please.
Yeah.
Let's have a listen to this one, All My Life.
The average person lives 27,375 days. That's all we get if we're lucky.
We just wanted to come over and say hi.
I didn't know how much I could love, actually love, till I met you.
I've never wanted anything more than for you to be my wife.
Hey, if we get bad news, we should get a dog.
Don't say that.
Oh, and this is based on a true story, Shane, eh?
Yeah, it's a true story. And look, it's often tricky to recommend a movie when the subject matter is a serious one involving medical issues. However, this one is both happy and sad. Mm. It's told mostly in flashbacks about a couple that, get together and plan their wedding. But then the groom is diagnosed with cancer and it sort of goes from there. But honestly, it is an incredible, uplifting and inspiring film.
It sounds like it's pretty heavy on the chick flick scale.
Well, it's a date movie. I wouldn't say it's an actual chick flick because I think guys would get benefit out of this too. It's well acted. It's got some nice moments in it, and it's funny. Like, it's got a lot of comedy in it, despite the serious subject matter.
Yeah, sounds like it's going to make me cry.
It will. It will.
God, I've cried enough today.
Just watch the trailer, and if you don't bawl from the trailer alone, you know, I think the movie is very emotional.
Okay, it's called All My Life. How many stars?
Make note of Jessica Rose, the main actress in it. She's incredible. I loved her in La La Land and Valley Girl. It's going to get a 3 out of 5.
Three out of five, and it's in cinemas today?
It starts today, yes.
Okay, and this one, based on the life of Rob Palmer, it's called Fat Man.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it's time I retired the coat.
You still have it.
Some kids with a deer rifle put two holes in the sleigh, one in me. All I have is a loathing for a world that's forgotten.
The United States military would like to procure your services.
This is a one-time deal, gentlemen.
It sounds like Mel Gibson.
Doesn't sound like a kid's film.
No, it's Mel Gibson as Santa Claus, but yeah, it's definitely not a kid's film. It's different, but you know, in my world, when the trailer dropped a few weeks ago, it caused all this controversy saying it's going to be the worst movie of the year. It's not. It's actually pretty good. Mel Gibson plays Santa Claus, as I said, and he's hired by the government to do some extracurricular activities. And he's also got this contract killer out to get him. It sounds bizarre. It is bizarre, but it's actually funny, and it's also got some good action sequences in it. And I like Mel Gibson. A lot of people don't really like him much, but he's still making some decent movies, and Fat Man, against all odds, is worth watching.
It's weird, isn't it? Because no one can never manages to see Santa Claus when he comes, and yet there's a contract killer that can actually manage to take a pot shot at him.
Well, they explain that in the movie, actually.
Good.
They get into details. A kid who's been very naughty gets coal for Christmas, a block of coal. So he decides...
Puts out a contract.
Yeah, he puts out a contract on it. I know. And it's just out there, but it works. It's actually really not bad film.
You know? Yeah, Shane A.
I believe, Shane.
Shane A, that's in cinemas today. How many...
Also starts in cinemas today, Paddy, and I will give it another 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5. All right, 3 out of 5 for Fat Man in cinemas All My Life as well. 3 out of 5. Shane A. Bassett, thanks for joining us this morning, mate.
No problem at all. Have a good weekend.
Paddy, I've got another splendid idea.
Oh, what is it this time?
Well, anyone listening can just subscribe to the Paddy and Rob podcast and stay up to date.
Of course, why wouldn't you?